Salam Salam from BA. This is a Rorschach Ethiopia update from the 15th of May 2025. A quick summary of what's going down in Ethiopia. To kick off this week's episode, let's fill you in with an update to a story from our previous show. Last week, health professionals increased calls for better pay and benefits but didn't plan on calling a strike. However, that didn't age well because it went on a strike across the country for half of Tuesday the 13th after months-long calls on the government to increase pay and benefits fell on deaf ears. They had been protesting about their low wages and the benefits they were receiving in the face of inflation and increased costs of living. It seems the government is not only unwilling to solve the situation, but has allegedly put pressure on healthcare workers organizing these strikes, saying not to go forward with the protests. Strikes are legal in Ethiopia, so to be punished or arrested, protesters should have been out of line, and nothing of the sort has been reported. Three doctors from the southern Ethiopia region and the president of the Ethiopian Health Professionals Association have been arrested. Amnesty East Africa urged the government to release detainees in a social media post on Monday the 12th. Another strike took place recently, but this one was not against the government, but against the multinational logistics company DHL. Employees of the German giant in Ethiopia went on strike late last week, saying the company did not give them the usual annual salary increase, but it did grant it to the managers. The workers initially asked for a 120% increase, which they later dragged down to 50% after the company said it would only increase up to 24%. They also want their salaries to be computed in foreign currency, such as a US dollar or the euro, so that their salaries won't decline in value, as the birr's value continues to drop in relation to strong foreign currencies. The strike went on for 5 days, and on Tuesday the 13th, the employees' union revealed they had struck a deal at a 35% increase. Even though well below what they were hoping for, the employees said they are going to get back to work. They mentioned that during the strike, DHL brought in foreign workers to make sure operations continued. In other news, about a year from now, Ethiopia is set to hold an election for the 7th time in the Republic's history. But some opposition parties are concerned it won't be free and fair. That's why 4 of them issued a joint statement on Monday the 12th, expressing their concern over the government's and the National Election Board's lack of preparation. The 4 parties are ENAT, Ethiopia Unity, Ethiopian People's Revolutionary Party, and Amhara Gionians Movement. They explained that, as it stands, various parts of the country, mainly in Tigray in the north, Amhara in the central north, and Oromia in the central and southwest of Ethiopia, violence rages on and there's no enabling environment to hold elections. Besides the parties, many citizens consider elections a luxury in the face of security risks and economic pressure. More news on the country's complex political situation as Getachew Reda, former interim president of the Tigray region and current advisor on East African affairs to Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, said in an interview with state-owned media outlet Fana that 3 prominent Tigray generals have been engaged in illegal gold mining and trade, human trafficking, and stealing government funds. In the interview, televised on Monday the 12th, Getachew named the 3 generals who have been allegedly involved in these illegal activities. He also accused them of warmongering, explaining that conflicts create an environment that allows them to be corrupt without being held accountable. Just 2 days after this interview, the National Election Board of Ethiopia officially revoked the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF's, status as a political party for failing to hold its General Assembly and implement other orders the board passed. This isn't the first time this has happened. Back in 2021, the board revoked the party's status, citing involvement in armed conflict. The TPLF has been a very influential political party that has ruled the country for over 20 years. Meanwhile, on Thursday the 8th, the state-owned telecommunication company Ethio Telecom announced its very own e-commerce platform accessible through Teleber, its super app. On Friday the 9th, the company's public relations head said the platform, named Zeman, saw 360,000 visits with around 1,000 products listed. The company's CEO said the day before that the platform connects buyers, sellers, and transport service providers. She said the platform will help merchants, entrepreneurs, and companies save money and promote their products. Ethio Telecom said that about 45 household brand names had been adopters of the platform. According to the company, Teleber already has over 50 million users and has processed about 4 trillion birr, which is almost $30 million in payments. Ethio Telecom's only important competitor is privately owned Safaricom. Even though it didn't announce a new product, the company revealed its performance report this past week. It said in the past 3 months alone, it has managed to enlist over 7 million active users of its internet service. M-Pesa, its digital payment platform, a competitor of Ethio Telecom's Teleber, has already gained almost 2.5 million new active users and has processed almost 16 billion birr, which is over $100 million. However, despite increasing the number of subscribers, Safaricom Ethiopia said its operational expenses exceed its revenue by 47 billion birr, which is well over $300 million. Another foreign company was in the news. The brewery company BGI Ethiopia announced late last week that it had appointed a new CEO, Pierre-Emmanuel Medach, who has over 25 years of experience in the industry. Medach replaces Hervé Milliard, who was BGI's CEO for the past 3.5 years, before retiring recently. Medach was working as the CEO of BGI's Castel's operations in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Castel is BGI's parent company. BGI is one of the largest breweries in Ethiopia in terms of both market share and production volume. More in business news, as government officials said in an investment forum held on Monday the 12th and Tuesday the 13th, that they prefer investors with plans to invest in the long term. Officials also said the executive has solved long-standing issues that prevented investors from investing in Ethiopia, with the National Bank's governor explaining that the country's foreign currency reserve has grown threefold since the macroeconomic reform measures taken in July last year. Speaking of measures, the Addis Ababa City Transport Bureau issued a regulation recently to fine transport enterprises whose employees consume chat, a stimulating plant, alcohol, or smoke cigarettes in public transport terminals. The enterprises will be fined 10,000 birr, which is around $70, while repeat offenders risk losing their contract with the government. Members of transport enterprises risk similar measures if they don't wear their uniform or carry identification. The new regulation also requires enterprises to operate only in the terminals they are licensed to work in. Additionally, an employee is not allowed to be a part of more than one enterprise. On another note, the Civil Aviation Authority said in a report presented to a House committee that it has brought in its highest amount in revenue this year, raking in more than 2 billion birr, which is $15 million. Representatives also said the Ministry of Transport is investigating aircraft near-miss incidents. The main source of revenue for the authority is Ethiopian Airlines, which signed an agreement this past week with Panasonic Avionics to install the Astrova in-flight entertainment system in the airline's Boeing 777-9 aircraft. Panasonic will install 4K OLED screens and a USB-C outlet with up to 100 watts of power. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Don't worry, it's free. Help us grow and keep the updates coming. Ciao!
Thank you.